With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina, former President Trump said he's considering suing CBS over that 60 Minutes Kamala Harris edit.
It's the biggest scandal in broadcast history. I really believe that. I think it's the biggest scandal. Nobody's seen anything like it. And people are furious about it. And they all come out with some answer. Well, we did this because of that. They took the answer out. They put a new answer in. There's nothing. There's no justification. So we're probably going to take them to court. Should I take them to court?
Speaking in a campaign rally in Tucson, Arizona, J.D. Vance said that he has a much easier job than rival Tim Walz.
Governor Walz has to go around and somehow convince the American people that Kamala Harris is going to solve the very problem she's been creating over the last 3.5 years. That is tough. We should feel bad for him. We should say a prayer for Governor Tim Walz because that is a tough, tough job.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a second major recall for Honda this month. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Honda is recalling more than 700,000 vehicles because the high pressure fuel pump may crack and leak gas, and that would increase the chance of fire. The recall includes the 2023-2024 Accord and Accord hybrids, the 2025 Civic and Civic hybrid, and the CR-V hybrid for the years 2023 through 2025. It's the second major recall this month at Honda after 1.7 million vehicles had potential steering issues. I'm Shelley Adler.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is siding with Elon Musk over SpaceX rocket launches. Musk wants to increase the number of launches in California, but the Coastal Commission was mad about his political post on X and refused to grant him a permit. This is SRN News. Persecutions on the rise in Algeria.
The government there is on a multi-year campaign to snuff out Christianity in the small North African nation after decades of relative tolerance. Nearly all the churches in the country have been abruptly closed down with little explanation. Kelsey Zorzi of ADF International tells the Christian Post, quote, Algeria has systematically been working to prevent the evangelical community from being able to simply worship together. Christians who worship at home are arrested. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on their ballots in November. One amendment would create a right to abortion while another would restrict it. What happens if the competing measures both pass? The Constitution in Nebraska says that conflicting provisions with the most votes wins. But courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. This is SRN News. The FBI says it's launched a probe into the Pentagon to find who leaked top-secret Israeli strike plans against Iran over the weekend. Barney Bennett reports.
A new report reads, quote, the FBI is investigating the alleged leak of classified documents and working closely with our partners in the Department of Defense and intelligence community. As this is an ongoing investigation, we have no further comment. The White House was asked about the leak during Monday's press briefing, during which Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre gave few details. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump weighed in on the situation Tuesday morning on Truth Social. Trump said, must find the leaker. Israel no longer wants to share documents with the U.S., and who can blame them? Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The IRS is raising federal tax brackets for 2025 to adjust for inflation. Standard deduction for married couples filing together will increase to $30,000, $15,000 for single taxpayers. It applies to returns filed in 2026. More details at SRNnews.com.